Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. How many appreciates the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The presence of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord.
Right.
Amen. I tell you, He makes a service and He makes a difference.
Yes, that's right. Sir.
Praise God. What a Savior. What a God. What a Master.
Amen.
Amen.
What one tonight, Brother Tommy, that
right.
just helps us.
Yes.
I tell you, He's been there. He's been there so many times for me.
Yes.
Amen. And I called on His name, and I didn't have time to say a lifting prayer. But I tell you, all I could speak was the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And something happened. Woo. Something unfolded. Something, amen, transformed and transpired. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I tell you, we've got such a victory and freedom and liberty in the Lord tonight.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
I wouldn't want to have it no other way than this good old time, old fashioned way.
Right.
Praise God. In Galatians 5:1, told us, stand therefore.
Yes.
Amen. And He said, stand fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brother J.R., therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free.
Yeah.
And be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage.
Right.
Come on.
Stand fast.
Yeah.
He told us to stand firm.
Yeah.
With that freedom that Christ
yes.
has set you free.
Yes.
Don't get tied up in bondage again.
Amen.
Yeah.
Stand fast. Stand firm. Amen. Don't be moved by this world. Don't be moved by circumstance. Don't be moved by problems. You've been set free from the power of the flesh. You've been set free. You're no longer under the law. You're no longer under rules and regulations and works and ordinances and the yoke of bondage. But Christ said, I want you to stand fast. Ephesians 2:10 told us, we're His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, and in which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, we believe that works follow righteousness.
Yeah.
We have been created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus brought them up, brought them out, and brought them over.
Right.
He brought them from underneath the great load.
Come on.
Come on. Holy, holy.
We can't comprehend that.
No.
I know James 2 states, amen, about different times that faith without works is dead. He also stated that we're justified and made righteous by faith.
Right.
Yes.
But Jesus brought us up. But yet, these people were willing to go back into bondage. They were willing, Brother Earl, to go back into a thing that God had called them out of and had made it harder on themselves.
Right.
He said His commandments are not grievous.
Right.
But Galatia was willing to go back.
Oh, God.
In the bondage, than to stand fast in the liberty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
And many people today, they think they're in the pursuit of freedom.
Come on.
Yeah. Amen. Which they think that if there's freedom, then I'll do whatever I want to do. I'll never deny the flesh. I'll never deny any desire. Amen. But this is a false liberty.
Right. That's right.
The liberty that I'm talking about is freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom from having to earn your salvation.
Yeah.
Freedom from condemnation.
Yeah.
Freedom from guilt.
Yeah.
Freedom from shame. Freedom from dread. Amen. I'm talking about a freedom tonight. Amen. It frees us from penalty of sin.
Yeah.
Amen. And power. Amen. I'm telling you, there is a freedom tonight. Amen. It frees us from the power of sin.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
The very presence of sin.
Yes, sir.
But in order to go back into the law, the flesh had to leave the real freedom.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Come on.
This is what people's doing when they backslide on God.
Yes, Lord.
Paul said in verse 7, you're fallen from grace.
Fallen.
Right.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Verse 4, He also said, verse 7, you did run well.
You did.
Yeah.
Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
Yeah.
This persuasion cometh not from him that calleth you.
Yeah.
There was a persuasion, but it was not the spirit of truth.
Right.
It was not the spirit of God.
Come on, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Right. It was not a spirit that God had given. Oh, that Paul had a time with the Galatian church. Looked down and said, my little children, in whom I travail in birth again, till Christ be formed in you. Galatians 4 and 9. Now after you have known God, or rather known of God. How turn you again? Paul was telling, don't go there.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, come on.
Amen. How turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements, the worthless, the useless, the miserable, the poor, the feeble things? Whereunto you desire again. You want to be in bondage? Why do you want to turn back to these things again? You know God, but now you're known of God. God one time knew you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now you turned.
Jesus.
Come on.
And I want to preach tonight on don't go there.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't go there.
Come on.
God's telling the people tonight, don't go there.
Yeah.
You don't want to go there. You know God, but you turn back to the sinful nature. Even the earlier patterns and behaviors. Now, amen, you're known of God. Oh, but Christ said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I know you not, or I never knew you.
Right.
Two classes of people there.
Yeah.
One that had never been saved.
Right.
And one that had been saved and backslid.
You're right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right. And I'm telling us tonight, we don't want to go there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Lord,
they simply left two commandments. They left love your neighbor as yourself.
Right.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength, all these things, and said these two, on these two commandments, hang the law and the prophet.
Right.
That's it.
They left it, Brother Earl.
Yes.
For 613 commandments.
Sure did.
Come on.
Jewish teaches they counted 613 commandments to keep the law of Moses.
Think about it.
Wow.
They left two commandments to go and to serve and to be under bondage to 613 rules and regulations.
Jesus.
Come on.
Now think about it. The yoke equals slavery.
Right.
It entangles.
Yes.
It resists us. Amen. I tell you, it restrains us. Oh, yes, and it does. Seven. Amen. It does frustrate us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. True.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
People today choose to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
When they leave God and the church.
Oh,
they forgot about the hangovers. They forgot about the torment.
Yeah.
They forgot about the torture. They forgot about the cost of sin, only to go back into bondage.
Right.
Come on.
They return back to abuse, the relationships of abuse.
Yeah.
You're right.
You don't want to go there.
Come on.
Yeah.
You want to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free.
Yeah.
And be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage.
Come on.
You learned your lesson, or did you? Did you learn that there was nothing back there? Amen. But a sinful, abusive, amen, low down life. Amen. In the book of Numbers, chapter 11, we find that people, amen, come on, they had come out of such corruption. They'd come out of such bondage. They'd come out, amen, of such torment. Amen. Of what's happening here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Turn with me to the book of Numbers, chapter 11.
Yes, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
I want to preach to you now. If God will help you, help us. Amen. Don't go there.
Come on.
My Lord.
God don't want you to go there. It's not the will of God,
right,
that you go there. It's not the will of God that you be bound. It's not the will of God that you be tormented.
You're right.
Preach, right.
Preach it.
That's right.
Jesus.
When the people complained, it displeased the Lord. The Lord heard it And his anger was kindled.
Yeah.
And the fire of the Lord burned among them.
Yes.
Consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. The people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Tabriah, because of the fire of the Lord burned among them. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again, and said, "Who shall give us flesh to eat?"
Yeah.
We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers, the melon, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. And now our soul is dried away, and there's nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. They murmured.
Yeah.
They complained. They compared their own life.
Yeah.
And they remembered a few good things.
Yeah.
About the old life.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. And when you start remembering a few good things, it's a sign that you're looking in the wrong direction.
Right.
You don't want to go back into Egypt for the fish, for the cucumbers, for the melons. You don't want to go back. That was the appetite of the flesh. First of all, I noticed that it was a mixed company.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was good there. There was bad. There was right. There was wrong. There were sinners and there were saints.
Yeah.
The bad, the wrong, and the sinners will always take you in a place that you shouldn't go.
Amen.
Right.
Don't go there. Let me tell you tonight, don't go there. The Bible said, put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Yeah.
Amen. Another thing I noticed was he's doing a lot of complaining.
Come on now.
They complained about the blessing that they were blessed with.
Right.
They were complaining about their leader.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't go there.
Come on.
Don't go there. You better honor the man of God.
Yeah.
You better esteem him very highly for his work's sake.
Come on. Right.
Obey them that have a rule over you. Amen. For they watch out for your soul.
Right.
That they may do it with joy and not with grief.
You're right.
Come on.
You better mind the man of God. You better honor him. Amen. Super abundantly above, beyond.
Yeah.
That's what God is saying. One of the faults they had by going back was they dishonored their leader.
That's right.
Yes.
When Brother Jason comes back, you ought to compliment him. You ought to tell him how much you miss him, how much you love him, how much you enjoy his preaching. You ought to get behind him and support him with everything you've got.
Woo!
Right.
Yes.
Come on,
Dave.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Good, brother.
Support him financially. Support him with prayer. Support him with encouragement.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
If you've done it unto the least of these, my brother, you've done it unto me.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
One of the signs is that they did not acknowledge the leadership.
That's right.
Right.
God says, don't go there. They looked and they said, Moses, you're making yourself a prince over us. You brought us out here in the wilderness to kill us.
Yep.
He wasn't trying to kill them. He was trying to bring them out of bondage.
That's right.
He was bringing them out of slavery. He was bringing them out of corruption.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, there's some things that they forgot. You don't want to go there. They forgot the 430 years of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
The bondage, amen, that they had endured.
Yeah.
They forgot the taskmasters.
Yes.
That's right.
The slave drivers.
Right.
They forgot the sorrow. They forgot the suffering. They forgot the affliction. Amen. They forgot the daily task in making brick. Amen. And after a while, they had to go get their own straw. They forgot that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They soon forgot the hurt, the pain, the sin had caused them and others.
My Lord.
The heartache. Only to go back into sin and go back into shame.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Go there.
Yeah.
Don't go there. If you're in the house of God, stay in the house of God.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Don't look for a way of escape. Don't look for a way to get out in this world, wall around in it, and experience the things of this world, because it'll only lead you to death.
You're right.
Right.
Yes. Good preacher.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Bernie.
Jesus.
Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man.
Right.
But a man is tempted when he's drawn away with his own lust and enticed, and with lust of conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death.
That's right.
You don't want to go there.
Right.
You don't want to go back into bondage. You don't want to go back into slavery.
Yeah.
You forgot even that you was purged from your own sins, your own ways, and your own habits.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't go there.
Come on.
Yeah,
Lord.
Don't go back and pick up things that you one time laid down.
Oh, God.
Man.
If you build again those things that you tear down, you make yourself a transgressor.
Right. Yeah.
Don't go back. There were steps of turning back. There were steps of... And there's a lot of steps we can look at tonight. There was a step of regression.
Come on.
All right.
Regression means to go back in spiritual force and power to return to earlier patterns and behaviors.
Right.
Yes.
Staying home from church, allowing your emotions to override, losing it, amen, when you had it under control.
Come on now.
Yes, God.
Yeah. It's regression.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You can see as people develop into such a saint of God, they get saved.
Yeah.
And the next thing, they clean up from the world and they're sanctified.
Yes.
And they found a newfound faith and love. And they're filled with the Holy Ghost. And they're in the first service. They're at the beginning service. They're there early. They get to altar and they pray.
Yeah.
They have a first love.
Yes.
But the cares of life swiftly choke things out sometimes.
Come on.
And you see them go back.
Right.
Yeah. In a regression.
Oh, God.
Yes.
The second step I want to look at tonight is repression. It means to restrain. Or to squeeze, or to fail to show God given expressions,
yeah.
Feelings, actions, tears. Religion can be repressive.
Yeah.
Stay quiet, don't lift your hands, don't shout.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just simple. You can break free from these things.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes,
sir.
It's a start.
Yes, Lord.
It's a start. But Brother Tommy, one thing leads to another.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We now have suppression. We're abnormally squeezed down, beaten down, crushed, concealed, hiding back. The devil suppresses people by not letting them express themselves, holding them back in service.
Yeah.
They want to do something, but they can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're headed for a cave experience.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You see, this thing sometimes, and I'm sure you've experienced it, where you feel like a band has been around your head.
Yeah.
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 Oh, it's more than a tension headache. It's more than a stress headache. There's something there that is abnormally squeezing you to death.
Come on.
Choking the very life and presence of God out of you.
Yes.
Taking the worship, taking the devotion, taking the prayer life. Because it don't want you to get your head above water.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't go there.
Come on.
Don't go there.
Come on.
You've walked this path. You've seen yourself. You've seen how God's pulled you up out and over. God's pulled you through. Amen. But the devil wants you in a pain experience. Amen. The next thing we look at is depression. Sad, gloomy, low in spirit. Emotional condition. Character rise. By feelings of hopelessness. Feeling inadequate.
Yeah.
Wanting to be alone yet feeling alone.
Yeah.
Sleeping all the time. Self-hate, rejection, worthless feeling. You're in the cave now.
Yeah.
By this time, you're in the cave.
Yeah.
It's dark. It's gloomy. And you're alone.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
You put yourself in there, but you wonder why nobody else ain't there with you.
Right.
You put yourself in there, there's no call, there's no knock on the door. You can't help somebody that's running. You can't help somebody that's hiding.
You're right.
Right, right.
They got to want help.
Right.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, God.
One thing leads to another. Not only are you depressed, but you're oppressed. And there's oppression. Amen. And I believe the church world is fighting such an oppressive spirit.
Come on.
Right.
This is pressure to crush, to smother, to overpower, to harass, to prevent from having the same opportunity and freedom and benefits as others.
Right.
Yes.
How many's ever been in the house of God? You wanted to experience what everybody else was experiencing.
Right.
You wanted to do what they were doing, but there was an oppressive spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Come on.
Oh, God.
It means to be weighed down with something you can't carry.
Yeah.
Oppression is not only a sickness, But it is a spirit of fear.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. Yeah, it is.
Acts 10:38 said, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him."
Yeah.
Christ healed the oppressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And this oppression wants to produce fear in your life. Amen. F-E-A-R, false evidence that appears real. Amen. It blows things out of proportion. Amen. It puts you in a place. Amen. You're deeper in the cave.
Right.
It's darker. Amen. It's bleak. And you need some help. Come on. I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there in our lifetime. But we don't want to go there. Amen. I'm telling you, we don't have to go there. Amen. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Praise God. Amen. He can help you. There's obsession. Amen. It means to beset, consume, harass, and haunt.
Yeah.
To be dominated or preoccupied, the thoughts and feelings and desires to be fixed upon a person, a thought, an ideal, or something. Medicine, cigarettes, amen, alcohol.
Come on.
Yes,
Lord. Having one thing, having one person on their mind, they can't think about anything else. One thing continually. Amen. It can come through a host of things.
Come on, right.
You're right.
Do you realize that obsession can come through jealousy? Obsession can come through rejection. Obsession can come through immoral sex. Let me tell you, amen, there is obsession.
Yeah,
right.
You don't want to go there.
Come on.
You don't want to be in that bondage. You don't want to be in that shape. Amen. All the next step is possession.
Yeah.
Lord.
To have complete control, to occupy, to dominate, no mind to oneself, given over and given place to everything the devil tells them to do, they do it.
Yeah.
You may fight against it, but you end up doing it because you're controlled.
Right.
One must be delivered. One must be free. One must, amen, have help from another.
That's right.
Holy.
It all started back with regression.
Come on.
Yeah.
All these steps that I'm reading about tonight.
Yeah.
It's steps of bondage. Yeah. It's steps, amen, that God can deliver you. I'm here to tell you, don't go back into it. Even the Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 12, when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it goes out over dry ground, seeking rest and finding none. What's it do? Amen. It goes back and returns from which it came out of, and it finds a place. It's swept. It's here. It's garnished. Amen. I want you to know it goes out and finds 7 others. Amen. Yeah. And this last state of the man is worse than the first.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Holy
God.
Don't go there. Don't go back.
Yeah, Lord.
Don't go back.
Come on.
Don't go back into that shape you was in. Don't go back in that cave you was in. Don't go back in that condition you're in. I know we got powers on every hand that's wanting to push us back. Amen. It's wanting to push us in some closet. Wanting to push us in some kind of cave. Some kind of darkness. We can't be any help to nobody. Amen. I've been there many times, Brother Earl, where I thought, God, I want to help people. I need help myself.
Yes.
People call on you and you can't even give them a word of advice because you're so down yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Been there.
Right. Been there.
Don't go back.
Yeah.
You'll be 7 times worse.
Come on.
You go back, others will follow.
Right.
That's right.
Some things you may go back to may not seem to you like it's sin. It may seem harmless. Some return back to job situations that God brought them out of.
Yeah.
The job itself was not a sin, but the people and the environment they was in was.
Yeah. Right.
It pulled them away from God.
Right. Yeah.
It produced bondage. In the book of John 21, verse 3, Peter said, "I go a fishing." What did others say? "We also go with thee."
Yeah.
In Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 and 19, Jesus challenged them, saying, "Come, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men."
Yeah.
They left their nets.
Yeah.
They left their profession. They left their boats.
Yeah.
There was a reason why Peter went fishing. And it wasn't just for leisure activity. It wasn't because it was a good sunshiny day, brother.
That's right.
Come on.
There were some steps that led him back into bondage.
That's right.
Right.
He felt betrayed. He felt let down. He felt forsaken.
Yeah.
Jesus had been crucified, nailed to the cross, and he died. His hope was gone. Hope deferred making the heart sick.
Yes.
He went back, and just like before, he caught nothing.
You're right.
Yes. Yeah.
Jesus helped him out again and said, cast your net on the right side of the ship.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I'll tell you.
Come on.
No matter where you're at, no matter what condition you get in, Jesus is there.
Amen. That's
right. Thank you, Lord.
No matter what you're going through tonight, I'm telling you, Jesus is there.
Amen.
He wants to help you.
Yes.
He wants to sustain you.
Yes.
Yes.
Many people, they go back to former friends. Amen.
Yep.
People that they had relationships with, it pulled them out of the house of God.
Amen.
Away from God. And away from his people.
Yeah.
They ended up back on drugs worse than before. Their lives fell apart in ruins and shambles. And when people hang around old friends, they develop habits and attitudes.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
I can tell when certain members of my church is around certain people.
Yes, sir. Sure.
I can tell them. They don't have to tell me, they don't have to text me and tell me where they're at. I know their speech,
yeah,
their attitude.
Right.
Their conduct,
yeah,
their carelessness,
yeah,
amen. They lose faith, they lose help, they and hope. I can tell it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many times I look at them and say, "You've been with so and so, haven't you? You've been talking to so and so. You've been on the phone. You've been, yeah, we went shopping together. Thought so. Uh-huh. I can tell.
Come on.
I can read them like a book.
Yeah.
I've been with them.
Yes.
I see them returning back to former habits and attitudes.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Holy God.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
God separates us because sometimes our character's being defamed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our good's being evil spoken of.
Right.
That's right.
It's shutting off the witness of God. There's times I've had to withdraw myself from good people.
That's right.
I just couldn't be around them.
Yeah.
The Bible said, meddle not with them that are given to change.
Right.
Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners.
Right.
Amen. I simply had to pull away. Couldn't go there.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 16:13, watch. You stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be courageous. Be brave.
Yeah.
Be strong.
Amen.
Stand fast in the faith.
Yes.
Philippians 1:27 said, stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
Yeah.
1 Thessalonians 3:8 says, for now we live if we stand fast in the Lord.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Don't you want to live?
Yes, sir.
Don't you want to stand fast in the Lord?
Yes.
Amen. You want to live? Don't go there. Don't go back to the habits of this world.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
2 Thessalonians 2:15, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you've been taught, whether by word or oral epistle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I find a lot of people wanting to go out into this world and be a superwoman and a superman.
Yeah.
And they're not strong enough to stand on their own two feet.
You're right.
Right. Right.
They want to save the world. And the first time they get out and have an encounter with the devil, they've fallen flat on their face.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Right.
Was it God?
No. No.
Come on.
You see, our intentions tonight sometime may be good, but the devil has plans.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hold the traditions which you've been taught, whether by word or epistle. What do you do when you have mind battles? You stand.
That's right.
Yeah.
You stand. You know what the body wants to do? It wants to sit down. It wants to lay down. It wants to give up.
Yes. Come on.
Right.
It's hard to stand, but it's easy to lay.
Yeah.
It's easy to lay in a bed, amen, and close the blinds, turn off the lights, turn the ringer off the phone. It's easy.
Come on.
But it takes a real man and woman of God to stand up and push on, press on.
Right.
That's right.
It takes a Holy Ghost-filled woman and man of God to push on.
Come on.
Yeah, right.
Anybody can lay in a bed. You can crawl up in a fetal position and just give up and die.
Right.
You don't have to be 80 years old to die.
Come on.
You can give up at 30, at 20. Amen. But you don't want to go there. You've got hope tonight. You've got a God that will help you and sustain you.
Yes.
What do I do when I feel the dark clouds over me? I need to stand. And having done all, stand. Don't look back. Don't go back. Don't give up. Don't give in. Stand there for.
Yes.
Stand. Amen. Stay away from the very appearance of evil. Submit to God. Put the garment of praise on.
Amen. Yeah.
Lord.
Isaiah 61 said, to point on the Lord in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Yeah. Don't go back. Don't allow your mind to wander.
Amen.
Yes.
One simple turn cost Lot's wife.
That's it.
You're right.
Look back into Sodom.
Come on.
And it cost her.
Right.
Her soul.
Yeah.
Don't look back.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Psalm 78 and 9 says, the children of Ephraim being armed, they were armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle.
Mm-hmm. Lord help us.
People turned back in the heat of the battle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Peter went back when he denied the Lord.
Yeah.
John 6 and 66 said, from that time, many of the disciples went back and walked with him no more.
Yeah.
Why? Because verse 60 said they found his sayings hard.
You're right.
Yeah. Rich young ruler come running to Jesus, but he went away sorrowfully, for he had great possessions.
Yes.
Don't go back.
Yeah.
Don't go back.
Holy God.
Don't go back. If the world's eating at you, if the world's pulling at you, somebody you know you ain't supposed to be around is pulling at you, stand your ground.
Yeah.
Amen.
Luke 9 and 62, no man having put his hand to the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
Right.
Jesus.
If there was two men on the earth that knew what it was like to be forsaken, it was Jesus and it was Paul.
Right.
That's the truth.
Paul said in 2 Timothy 1 and 15, in all Asia turned.
Yeah.
All Asia.
Yeah.
My Lord.
My Lord.
Oh God.
Folks, people can turn.
That's right.
Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. He didn't just love it and then just hate it. He loved it. Yeah. And he got in the church and still loved it.
Yeah.
And it pulled him out.
That's right.
Holy. Yes.
Oh, you can be in church and still love the world.
Uh-huh.
You can be in a good, holiness church and still have a love for the world.
Right.
And it's eating at you and pulling you out. Don't go there.
That's right.
Don't go there. I pray to the God of peace, sanctify me holy.
Amen.
I pray to nothing in this world turn my neck for anything.
Amen.
Nothing on the sidewalk. Nothing even is set before me or behind me. Let me tell you, amen, when you've got a heavenly and a godly mind, it can be all around you.
Yes.
Lot was. He was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked.
Right.
It was all around him, but yet he was righteous.
Right.
And I'm telling you what, I can walk through the store and all this worldly music's playing, and I don't even hear it. Because I tell you what, God, a peace is sanctified.
Come on.
Yes.
People say, did you see what they had on? No. Huh?
Come on.
No. You know why? Because I've got the mind of Christ.
All right.
Come on.
The mind of Christ will shield you and protect you from these things.
Thank you, God.
It don't appeal to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So why look at it? Amen. Why does it bother you? The world's going to do what they're going to do.
Right.
But you're sanctified holy.
Yes.
When you're completely sanctified, amen, I tell you, it may screen your name, but it doesn't have anything for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't go there.
Come on.
Don't go there. God's looking for a people tonight.
Yes.
Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
Oh,
I'm telling you, don't go there.
Right.
1 John 2 and 19. They went out from us, but were not of us.
Not of us.
Right.
For if they'd been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us.
Yeah.
They went out that they might be manifest that they were not all of us.
Yeah.
They were not all of us. Don't go there.
Jesus.
Come on.
Amen.
The devil wants to pull you down.
Yeah.
Drag you down to his level.
That's right.
Take you in a pit of despair, of anxiety,
yeah,
of depression, of suicide.
Come on.
Oh, God only knows. I'm telling you, he knows where we've been. He knows the thoughts that we think.
Yes, he
knows the desires. He knows the intents of the heart. Most of all, I want to tell you, if you're lost, if you're in this building backslid, you don't want to go to hell.
Right.
Don't go there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If you're not right with God, then hell awaits you.
Right.
If your heart's not right, if your soul's not right, if your mind's not made up,
yes,
you're headed for hell. Don't go there.
Come on.
My Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Don't be a transgressor of the law.
Hallelujah.
Don't be a sinner. He that sinneth is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning.
Yeah.
But in this was Jesus manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
Don't go there.
Come on.
Don't compromise your convictions.
Right.
Don't compromise your standards for nothing or no one.
That's right.
Don't go there.
Jesus.
There's a way.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
And it's called the way of holiness.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And no unclean thing shall walk therein. Praise God.
My God.
There is a deliverance. There is a peace.
Oh, yes.
Whom the Son makes free, he's free indeed.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand fast in the liberty.
Yeah.
I have seen those, brother. We have prayed through at the altars.
Yeah.
Well, they have got a marvelous deliverance.
Yeah.
Amen. And I've seen some of them keep it for days, weeks, months, and even years. But only some time to go back into regression, go back into all these steps that we talked about.
Yeah.
So they gave place to the devil. They gave the devil an inch and he become a ruler.
Right.
That's right.
It's serious.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
It's serious.
Jesus.
Don't go there.
Right.
Jesus.
He's wanting to help you tonight. If they come get a song.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
There is a remedy tonight.
Yeah.
In the Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, you say, I remember. I can remember those good things, but you forgot the bondage. You forgot the torment and the torture.
Yes.
That path led you down.
Yes.
All the pain you caused for yourself and for others.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Think about Esau for one morsel of meat.
Yeah.
Sold his birthright.
Never get
afterwards, he would have inherited the blessing. But he found no place of repentance. You see, he sought it carefully with tears.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
For just a little bit of pleasure. Then what? For just a little bit of entertainment.
Yeah.
People are giving their salvation away. Stand fast tonight. Let's stand.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
God's our refuge. God's our help. God's our strength.
Yes.
He's our source tonight.
That's right.
Are you, amen, facing some battles you felt like before? I had the victory. But somehow, some way, these things are trying to come back in and hinder me and haunt me. Somebody told me the other day, he said, Brother Daniel, I'm so haunted by my past. It won't let go of me.
Yeah.
I'm living right. I'm living good. I'm living the best I know how. But I'm reminded of it. Let me tell you, we can remind him of his future.
Amen.
Right.
When he starts reminding of us of our past, of all the failures and where we've been, we can remind him.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Devil, God's got a place for you.
Yeah.
God's got a place for you.
Right.
I'm here to tell you tonight the Lord loves you and cares for you.
Yes, He does.
He's concerned about you.
Yes.
Would it be a need tonight?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When you thought you needed strength, He sent a trial. When you felt you needed a hand, you stood alone.
Yes.
There have been times on the road that you're traveling. You got lost and couldn't find your way home. But I know a man who understands who you blood.